This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
This half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV, all of you have those kind of insurance needs. You all do. And the Purdy Insurance people are just great people. Customer service means everything. It's easy when you have a big business like that to sit there and go, hey, you're a number to us. Nope, not to them. Not to them at all. They are all about customer service. They're all about your needs. They want to make sure you're fully insured. They want to make sure that you're happy, that you have what you need, and they'll do whatever they can to save you money. It is all at Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf and online at sunburymotors.com. All right. So Scottie Scheffler's been playing. And in what has to be just an incredibly surreal day. And it is a surreal day. He is sitting right now, two shots back at 8 under par. He birdied, he started in the back nine. He birdied 10, he bogeyed 11. Then he dropped a 30-footer for birdie at 12. Then pars at 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17. Birdied the par 5, 18th. Gets to the front, fronts the tougher side. Pars number one, birdies two, pars three, birdies four. The guy so far has five birdies and a bogey on the day. He's 4 under par on the day in lousy conditions.
He has more birdies than charges today.
Oh, just. Right. The leader, by the way, is Colin Morikawa. Morikawa has gone past Xander Schauffele. Schauffele does not tee off until a half hour from now. Morikawa is having a great day. The former PGA and Open champion is 5 under on the day, 10 under total on the tournament. But Scottie Scheffler's two shots back. How does one keep one's focus with what's going on? Now, you can argue in some ways being out there is sanctuary. And when he bogeyed 11... You know, he birdied one, and remember yesterday he ended up getting an eagle on one. Well, today he birdied it. Okay, we're off to a great start. But then you bogey two. And after bogeying two, you're like, okay, let's see what happens here. And he bounced right back with a 30-foot putt for a birdie on his third hole. Like, really? I don't know how you keep your focus with all this, but he's doing it.
Well, it's not just skill level that makes them different from most people. It's focus as well, and he's obviously got that next level focus.
Yeah, there's no question about that. No question. So that's where he is. By the way, Tiger Woods does not tee off into see Woods is. Like a billion back here. Let's see. Tees off at 249. And it's not the great. I mean, it should not be the greatest day to score. He can't hit the ball very far. Can't do it. And you know that's I give him a lot of credit for this. This is going to be when he is in court Tuesday morning at 9. Okay. So,
do you take the Wandermaker trophy with you to your court date?
I would.
Just set it on the table.
Just got to get it through the metal detector. Once you get it through the metal detector, you should be all right. I'd take it with me. Like I was supposed to go through the gate, boom, put the trophy down, and goes. That's why I was trying to do. I was trying to go through the gate. It is a mess, and it's a mess. Obviously, Scheffler needs to clean up. His attorney needs to clean up. It's also a mess that the Louisville Police Department needs to clean up. Okay, because look. Let's go back the last 10 years. They already had a major incident that called them into question, as we all know. Right? A major incident that was called into question. They don't need another problem. So, I mean, because their previous problem, which was far greater than this, this is an image problem, but far greater than this is like, not good. All right, so we'll steer away from that for a moment. Getting underway at 2:20 at Wrigley Field. It's the Cubs and the Pirates. Well, that means start number two for Paul Skenes. So he will be out there for his second start, and ironically, it's against the Cubs again. First time through, no decision, 4 innings, 6 hits, struck out 7, 2 walks, gave up a home run. And he pitched well. He didn't pitch great. He pitched well. Not great. And you know, of course, you know, in the analytics world, he threw 17 pitches 100 miles an hour or better. Like, okay, how many were strikes? I mean, it's, you know, silly me for asking. But he's making his second start. This is as exciting, and the Pirate fans are involved in this. But I think the last time we had a pitcher get this kind of hoopla around them as they began their major league journey would probably be, what do you think, Steven Strasburg?
Yeah, I would think so. I saw somebody say that it is kind of odd to me that there wasn't this much hype around Gerrit Cole when he came up, which was a little strange to me because he was a top pick and everybody thought he was going to be a superstar as well.
He was the first overall pick in the draft. Out of UCLA. I remember that we didn't think it was going to happen, but, you know, we thought maybe he'd make a start here in State College, but he didn't. They skipped State College. They moved him up faster. Like, Skenes wouldn't have made a start here in State College either. If, say State College were still the Pirates, he would have skipped through here, too. Where'd Skenes start? He started in Altoona, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. In Double-A.
Well, he didn't throw at all last year, did he?
Skenes?
Did he throw in the early part? Did he throw in August then?
Well, that's a good question. Well, he would have signed by July 15th.
Yeah.
Because, or whenever the All-Star break happened to be. Let's see. Let me look it up here quickly and just take a look. And Skenes, number one overall pick. Active splits. 2023 is with three teams last year. Five starts, 5.40 ERA. He only threw 6 2/3 last year. Yeah. So he got it. He got in five starts, and obviously they babied him all the starts. Like there was no need for him to go out and pitch a lot of innings. No, that's fine. Let me see here. Let's see.
I think we probably get a truer sense of what he's going to be today.
I know. He pitched last year at Altoona, Bradenton, and then they sent him down to the Florida Coast League. So he was with the Florida Coast League, gave up nothing in one start. Bradenton in low A, two starts, gave up nothing. Then he went to Altoona, he made two starts, and he gave up a lot. So, like, whoops. Then this year, you know, he went right to Indianapolis. So he made two starts with Altoona last year. You know, it's interesting, the LSU thing. You know, like, a lot of people were like, yeah, his career at LSU, he pitched 1 year at LSU, you know that? That's the only year he pitched there.
Yeah, he was a two-way guy at Air Force until then.
Yeah, he was, two-way guy. And, he's had a 10-3 record at Air Force. And then he did pitch with Wareham in the Cape Cod League. He did do that. He had five appearances, two starts there. And
The article I read before, I believe is the Athletic article on him, the Air Force people kind of had to talk him into transferring.
Yeah, you're not going to get anywhere by staying here.
Yeah, like, just go, dude.
Right. You know, it's up to you. You want to be a major league pitcher or do you want to be a fighter pilot? It's up to you. I'd rather be a major league pitcher. Okay. Suit would have chosen fighter pilot.
Fighter pilot would be pretty cool, but major league pitcher is much safer.
Yes, but I don't want the suit being a fighter pilot. I want to win.
Wow.
All right, so, and I don't mean on the field. I mean in the air. no word, by the way, on whether Livy Dunn made the trip.
It's her off season. I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, that's the whole thing. The transfer to LSU really worked out for this dude.
Yeah, hey. Win in your career, win in life, too.
Yeah, so far so good for him. Albert Breer, who writes now Monday Morning Quarterback, said the NFL did its best to avoid a head-to-head competition with the college football playoff. They are scheduling two games on Saturday, December 21st. The 21st schedule will have a 1 o'clock game between Kansas City and Houston, with Baltimore playing the Steelers at 4:30. Now, you notice those are all four teams. You know, remember how we said last week before the schedule came out that the four teams that were playing Christmas had to play Saturday? Well, that's what they did. All right. Okay. According to Breer, the league considered airing a third game in primetime, which they've been doing. But they opted not to do so in deference to the college football playoff. Awfully big of them.
I was going to say, did Roger Goodell write that part?
Maybe.
Look how friendly we were.
Yes. Now, the college football playoff also could look at staggered starts. Maybe one at 5:30, one at 8:30, in order to get maximum airtime. As opposed, with the NFL sitting there. So,
5:30 and 8:30, they're not going to get one of those games in a 3-hour window.
No, I know that, but if there's going to start the Steelers and Ravens at 4:30, you start at 5:30, that means pretty much the second half of your second game, which is that 5:30 game, because there'll be a game earlier in the day, would have exclusivity. The second half of the game, and the third game, obviously, complete exclusivity. So, oh well.
Yeah. guess that means the best game of the day is going to be that 8:30 game.
You'd think. Now, it also depends on where it is. I mean, jeez. Yeah. I mean, what if that 8:30 game is at Penn State? What if that 8:30 game is at Ohio State? What if that 8:30 game? Hey, remember, this is December 21st. That 8:30 game is at Michigan. What does that mean?
As somebody that covers football in Pennsylvania, could be 0 degrees. It could be 62.
I know. Have I ever done a game on the weekend of December 1920 in my career football game? Yeah, I have. Because remember, in 2020, now there weren't fans there, okay? But in 2020, remember, you know, Penn State played three games in December in 2020, including that late, that weekend, the weekend before Christmas. So it's not like I've never done a game that weekend before. I have. And it wasn't that long ago. It was 3.5 years ago. There was nobody in the stands. So then there's this one. We all know about the Scottie Scheffler story, and let's give Jeff Darlington of ESPN a ton of credit for covering it the way he has. I mean, tremendous job. Golf Channel, which is on site, kept airing an LPGA event all morning long. They never went on the air with the story. Yikes.
How much does the PGA Tour run that? Do they have any involvement at all? Or is that strictly NBC?
Jeez, I don't know. I think it's strictly NBC.
Because you'd think that, you know, I guess my theory would be that the PGA Tour would probably not want to cover that too much. But if it's NBC, that's kind of that is really odd.
Yeah, but the whole country's talking about it. You have to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, what, you got to put your head in the sand? Now, maybe they had no production people on hand. I have no idea. All right.
If they had no production people on hand at the PGA Championship, and they're the Golf Channel, that's probably a story, too.
Yeah. So, by the way, one other note. Cale Sanderson was on the Nittany Lions Wrestling Club podcast today with Jeff Byers, and he announced that Nick Lee is going to be the one that will join the coaching staff, replacing Jimmy Kennedy, who left to go to Oklahoma State. So, Nick Lee. How about that? Great to see that. I mean, Sanderson said, quote, "We're going to fill the position as soon as possible. Obviously, the position opened up unexpectedly. We're going to hire Nick Lee in that position. He has a knack for coaching. He has taken a vested interest in helping people around him get better. I think he's going to do an outstanding job. He'll be a great resource for the bottom five weight classes. You try to make sure that you have people in all the positions. I'm really excited to work with Nick. We're going to get him going as soon as possible. He's the guy. He's excited about the job. We're excited for him to join the staff." What an addition that is, huh? Wow. Nick Lee. All right, we'll take a break. This half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
By the way, way, they've identified now the person that was struck and killed by that shuttle bus at Valhalla. It turns out it was a tournament worker that was killed. His name is John Mills, who's from Louisville. And he was struck and killed by the shuttle bus, John Mills was. And he was one of the vendors that was hit. And they said, you know, it's, I mean, obviously this is awful. In the end, some of the players that were in the traffic jam walked. Scottie Scheffler was close. He tried to pull in and he ended up being arrested.
In-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Half hour brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Six great flavors of slushies. And the pickle bar led by the world famous Barrels and Dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. We now bring in the King. Welcome.
Hey, brother. How's it going?
Doing all right. How about you?
Good. Busy. How's Sheffley doing?
He's three shots back right now, or he's about to be three shots back. Because the reason he's three shots back is not because of him, it's because of Morikawa. Morikawa's birdied four in a row. He's about to make it five in a row. But Scheffler is right now four under par for the day. He has five birdies and a bogey. His bogey was on his second hole. I mean, the guy has, I mean, this has been a test of concentration. He's passing the concentration test extremely well.
What a mental giant he is to just be able to focus like that. I know I probably couldn't. I don't know, but maybe it's spurring him on. I don't know. But that, what a weird friggin' morning. Can't wait to hear the whole story, exactly what took place. But
well, at the moment, nobody looks good. I mean, you know, obviously he has a mugshot, so he doesn't look good. I can't believe
they put him in a jumpsuit.
I know. It's like, okay, now John Mills. I mean, the part about it that's just beyond awful is John Mills, the vendor who was killed when hit by the shuttle bus. All right.
Yeah.
But then after that, Scheffler doesn't look good. The PGA doesn't look good. Okay? The police don't look good. I'm sorry.
Police did their job. I mean, they looked bad because, I mean, the story I saw was the cops who went after him weren't really cops. They were brought there because of the accident, so they didn't recognize, you know, PGA passes and stuff like that. So they were just kind of like, follow the law or else, you know. But
they don't look good.
I think that Scheffler could have made a phone call and said, hey, look, I got a problem out here, you know. And
he wasn't allowed to make a phone call.
No, I mean, when he was in his car, it stuck, you know? Other golfers were stuck, too, and they walked in.
Well, yeah, but he was that close, though, because where they stopped him and where he was arrested was outside the gate. He was there. I mean, so he wasn't a half mile back like Will Zalatoris was and walked in. And he wasn't sure what the heck, I guess, even had happened at that point.
Right.
And so he's showing his passes to everybody, and they're like, okay. And then this guy tried to stop him. Now, I feel badly that the officer, you know, in trying to stop him, got dragged on the ground. That was awful.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh no!
Is that the assault?
Yeah, that's the felony assault right there. That's the felony.
Okay.
All right, and it's just a bizarre story about a guy. There's certain people in life where you sit back and go, "So Antonio Brown was throwing stuff out of the top of the apartment." Okay, anybody out there? When that story came out a couple of years ago, how many of you were shocked?
None.
Right. Exactly. Right? Scottie Scheffler gets arrested before trying to go into the club for the second round. How many of you are shocked? You're shocked.
I was shocked. I was stunned. I mean, this guy, I'm sure you saw the interview. He said, "It doesn't matter if I win or lose when I go home. I'm treated the same way whether I win a tournament or lose a tournament because there's bigger things in life than just golf, you know, and it's his family. I mean, he's just, I don't know. The whole story will come out, and unfortunately,
I mean,
a human being died.
Well, that's the whole part.
That's the story.
That's the tragedy. So, so here's what it says here. It says, Scheffler tried to enter the property after a confusing and chaotic exchange, continuing to drive at a slow pace past the officer toward the golf course. This is according to ESPN's Jeff Darlington, who witnessed it. So this isn't him trying to get, like, he watched it. He said the officer attempted to attach himself to Scheffler's car, at which point Scheffler then stopped at the entrance and began following the officer's instructions to exit the vehicle. As he was complying, Scheffler was reportedly then pulled out of the vehicle and shoved against it, handcuffed and detained. Not a good look. Okay? According to the arrest report, the road was closed in both directions following the fatal accident. They say that Scheffler refused to comply with Detective Gillis's instructions, leading Scheffler to continue to move his vehicle forward, allegedly dragging the officer on the ground. Now, Detective Gillis received medical treatment, suffered pain, swelling, and abrasions to his left wrist and knee. His uniform pants were destroyed. That's a value of $80. And so, Scheffler said, "I was proceeding as directed by police officers. It was very chaotic, understandably so, considering the tragic accident that occurred earlier, and there was a big misunderstanding of what I thought I was being asked to do. I never intended to disagree with any of the instructions. I'm hopeful to put this to the side and focus on golf today," which obviously he's been able to do. "Of course, all of us involved in the tournament express our deepest sympathies to the family of the man who passed away in the earlier accident this morning. It truly puts everything in perspective." I mean, there are just certain people out there. Like, if Steph Curry or LeBron James, you'd be like, "What?" Scottie Scheffler is in the category, "What?" Right? Then there are other people like, okay, yeah, sure, it's another one. But, you know.
Yeah. Scottie Scheffler's not a douche. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
You know, things happen, mistakes happen, and you own up to it and you move on. You apologize if you need to, and I'm sure it would be accepted. It was a confusing situation. So.
I think in the end, he goes to court on Tuesday. Look, just start dropping some charges, find him, and just move on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he didn't kill anyone. I mean, you know, he didn't really realize what he was doing, and I don't think he intentionally dragged the police officer down the street. It was also raining, you know.
Right, and it's dark. It was 6 a.m.
Right. I don't think he realized the guy was holding on to his car. But regardless, it happened, and he'll man up. It'd be really cool if he wins the tournament.
Well, he's got himself in the middle of it. How about that?
I mean,
he's got himself. Now, Morikawa's playing great. Morikawa's rediscovered his wedge game. But Schauffele hasn't even played yet.
Really?
No. Yeah, Schauffele, I think he's just starting now. So he has been out there.
Is Morikawa the one who was in the Masters, who was in the final, like, not the final group, but, like, second to final group?
Yeah, he was in it. He didn't really play that well in the fourth round. He's won before, for goodness sakes. Morikawa won the Open Championship. He's won the PGA. But he's at 11 under par with two holes to play. Mark Hubbard, who's one of those guys who's had to fight his way through the world of golf, where at one point on the Canadian tour was sleeping in his car, is now at 10 under par. Schauffele's just starting now, and then Scheffler's at 8 under par. he's got three holes to play. He's 4 under in the day. Really?
I hate to say it, but this is good for golf.
It's
as
crazy.
Screwed up as it sounds, it's bringing attention to the game that they need, you know. That's how warped our world is. How about, I feel so bad for Caitlin Clark. I don't know why. Have you ever seen this much pressure put on a young athlete?
A lot of pressure on a young athlete. I think, like, the first overall pick in the NFL draft when you're a quarterback, you know, like a Caleb Williams is going to have a lot of pressure on him.
But you're not carrying the league. She's carrying the whole league.
I know.
The tickets are $200-$300 a ticket. They just played at Mohegan Sun down here. You couldn't buy a ticket. Yeah. And she's got to go out and score 35 points, or it's like, oh, what a bust, you know? It's not a bust. Not a bust at all. And Diana Taurasi and the others were correct when they said this is different. This isn't. She'll adjust because she's good, but she's playing against full-grown women, not 18-year-old kids. You know.
I know. And her second game was worse.
Yeah, and it's going to be until she's not on a very good team either. And I think they're poorly coached. I watched the whole game. I'm like, my God, you got to feed Boston. You've got the two number one college players on your team, and you don't have them meshing together at all. But it does take time. It's only been there a month. But Boston isn't doing any better than Clark, you know. And Boston was the player of the year last year. So,
yeah, well. I think the way it's much pressure on her is just not fair. So far, it's playing out the way I thought it would play out. In terms of interest, that the first game would get monster ratings, and then slowly but surely, as the summer goes along, it'll start to gradually go down.
I think it's going to go down quickly. I think they've made a huge mistake. They've got it's called the Indiana Fever. They've got like four national televised games. The team stinks. They lost by 40 yesterday. I mean, you can't be watching the game just to see her play. It's not. The interest is going to be gone because they overhyped it. You know, you got to let this kid grow into the league. You can't just say, oh, she's going to go out and have 10 assists and 34 points just like in college. That's why the other professionals like Breanna Stewart and Diana Taurasi were saying, man, it's a whole new ball game. It's you're playing against people who are playing for a paycheck, you know, not for, well, where are you going to the party tonight, you know?
Yeah.
They have a family at home, so.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And and she gets it. She's got a really strong head on her shoulder, but she can't avoid the cameras. They're all over her.
Sure,
so,
of course.
Anyway, I just kind of want to throw that out there. I feel bad for the kid. And she's perfectly fine, and she's got a lot of money and all that stuff, but she wants to be what people want her to be, but that's not really attainable right now. So...
All right, some trivia. Some trivia next here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.
All right, so here we go. Some trivia. All right, have a little fun with this. Okay. Roberto Clemente played his entire career in the majors with the Pittsburgh Pirates. He played one minor league season. Which organization did he play for? And it was not the Pirates organization.
Oakland A's.
Montreal.
Montreal's the team, but what organization?
Cardinals.
Up, Dodgers.
Wow.
The Dodgers.
Wow.
I know it was California.
Remember the Montreal Royals? And they were the Brooklyn Dodgers at the time. That's where Jackie Robinson started, remember? And then he went to the Brooklyn Dodgers. Clemente signed for more than $4,000, and under the rules at the time, he had to be on the major league roster, the 25-man roster, for 2 years, and the Dodgers circumvented it and sent it to Montreal, and it made him a free agent. So there you
go. That before free agency was even free agency?
Yep.
Before Kurt Flood?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. There you go. So Clemente was actually a Dodger to start with.
Wow. Todd, what you got?
Who is the only major league pitcher with a sub 225 ERA to start 0-4 or worse in a major league season?
Wow. That's a good question.
I will say Walter Johnson.
David Cohn.
No, actually, it's somebody from this season. His name is Reese Olson from the Detroit Tigers.
Oh, really? Reese Olson.
Wow.
That guy.
That's great. Yeah. Wow. What a...
Yeah, it would be correct.
Sure. Yeah. Well, yeah, Reese Olson. Yep, that was my second guess.
I got a thinker that you can get. What are the two states in the United States that have yet to send a team to the NCAA basketball tournament?
Alaska and Let's see.
I'm going to guess Idaho.
No, Boise State's made it.
Oh, yeah, duh.
No, no, no.
Alaska is correct.
Yeah, Alaska, and the other one is... Oh, goodness gracious. Hold on a second here. Let's see, Ohio's out.
It's a thinker.
I hope it's a thinker.
Wow, that's easy.
Right. The only two states that haven't. What do you think, Ty? How about Maine?
Ding, 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 Ooh. Ding. You got it. Good job.
I guess the Maine women have made it, but I guess not the Maine men.
The Maine men have not, no.
It's probably meant the men.
Oh, the last time Penn State played Maine in basketball, Maine won the game, and Penn State went to the NCAA tournament that year. We're like, Dick and I look at each other, how do you lose to this team?
And Maine's still good at hockey, that's about it.
And still make the tournament. Oh, yeah. I mean, Swayman, the kid from Anchorage, he's a Maine product, the goalie for the Bruins.
He's really, really good. He's best player on the Bruins.
Yeah.
Without him, forget about it.
No, you got that right. No him, no chance.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend, guys. Talk to you next week.